Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Van Halen on the guitar. That actually was a cover band in Halen instead of Van Halen. Last weekend it was the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
And the guy looks exactly like Dave Grohl. Like the guy really leaned into the part.
That's
I wasn't there, but it looked like it would have been a great show. My buddy who lives close to Legacy Park, which is where they were playing, goes, the Foo Fighters are really bringing. I can hear them on my back patio. I love a good cover band. There's a good one Landslide. They're a Fleetwood Mac
cover band.
Yeah, they play out at Legacy Park this summer. You should go see them if you want to.
We could
make it an evening. They're really, really good. Like, she does a really good Stevie Nicks. No one's Lindsey Buckingham, top three guitarist of all time. I stand on business with that. I can show you a video later on today, and you'll be like, oh my God. But yeah, it's a good cover band. But we asked the question before we went to break, if you could erase a moment in sports history of all time, what would it be? And a lot of your texts are coming in, and one that I think is going to be one of the more popular discussions that we have, which I was not surprised by this because of what we're seeing on the text line, what we have on our rundown as well. There's a lot of D Ford being offsides. There's a lot of people saying erase Madison Bumgarner and Pablo Sandoval catching the final out.
Yeah.
All the Yankees World Series championships. And then there's this one. Erase the Bo Jackson getting hurt.
Yeah, I told you that. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that coming up. I figure that's going to be the number one kind of topic that everybody brings up. Number one, it's easy. And number two, it's curiosity. I think Bo Jackson became more of a celebrity for not being able to play than when he could have played, right? And that's the legend. It's Paul Bunyan, whatever it is. We didn't get to see Bo Jackson, and I think we all feel a little bit cheated that we didn't get to see what Bo Jackson truly could have been about, you know, when he was playing baseball and when he was playing football. I mean, he really was an unbelievable athlete, one of my favorites growing up as a kid. But yeah, we never got to see it, so I think everybody wants to do that. I've come up with different things for me. As you know, I'm a little different in all of this. I broke it down to local and national of things that, you know, if you could erase any sports moment, what would it be? I'm going to say locally, I'm going to erase the Priest Holmes fumble in the no punt game. And I really want to see what would have happened to that, because I think if he doesn't fumble that football, I think the Chiefs ultimately win that game. And I think maybe it changes the legacy of Dick Vermeil, Carl Peterson, Trent Green, Tony Gonzalez, all of those guys, you know, in that era of Kansas City. I think it changes the narrative of those guys. So I would have loved to have erased that fumble by Priest Holmes in that playoff game. What was it, January of 2004? And to see what really could have happened had the Chiefs been able to win that game. Because that offense still, man, that thing was so dynamic. It's the best offensive line we've ever seen. Priest Holmes was unbelievable that year. And to have it end like that really stunk.
Mm-hmm. Another one that comes up that we thought of yesterday, we were doing this topic in post-production, was Derek Thomas's accident.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be one for me in my top three. Because that doesn't happen. Like, what's his legacy? Like, you talk about curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the debate that we have of Gronk and Kelsey, where maybe we still have this debate? I don't know if we do, but is it like Lawrence Taylor, Derek Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that is still currently the debate of who's the best like pass rusher. I think that would probably be a fun conversation to have with people outside of this media. Maybe go to New York and be like, hey, Lawrence Taylor, you know, greatest of all time. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it Derek Thomas and him? And to see what other people would think. I think that's the case, but I don't think there would be that case if that unfortunate accident didn't happen.
See, here's the situation though. If that accident doesn't happen, Derek Thomas is on those defenses in 01 and 02 and maybe even 03, right? When he was drafted in 1989, he was still playing for the Chiefs. That accident happened January of 2000, right? Mm-hmm. He was not retired. He was still a football player on this team. And so that happened in January of 2000, and that was the following year Dick Vermeil came in 2001, and we know the defense really, you know, went downhill after that, right? They mm-hmm. just didn't really put much into defense on that side of the football. What would the presence of Derek Thomas have been on some of those early 2000 teams where we were looking for anybody to go out there and play defense for this team?
No doubt. One we saw on Twitter that was from like a Chiefs fan base was the pass to Tyreek at the end of the first half in the Cincinnati AFC game.
Yeah.
Where they didn't score. Like, if they do get a touchdown there, what's the history?
Right. I mean, who knows what could have potentially have changed if you don't get stopped at the 4-yard line or whatever that was.
Take the Adam Sandler click remote, rewind. All right, don't go out left, fake left, and go right. And somebody be wide open in that end zone mm-hmm. over there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go into halftime and you're up, what, 3 scores at that point? Because mm-hmm. it was
20. No, they were up. They would have been up 3 scores.
I think it would have put them up 18 points.
Yeah, they were up 21-10, right?
21-10.
Yeah. 21-3. They scored and then should have scored.
Should have scored again.
And what, they only scored 3 points the rest of the game.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because they lost 27-24 in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was a brutal one, man. That was really brutal.
They really drop taking me back.
Yeah.
The one I thought of that was my number one was Ventura's death.
Oh, that's a good one.
That set that franchise back.
Big time.
They had to go draft all those pitchers. They didn't have a star pitcher on their rotation. We're throwing guys out there like, you know, Jackson Coar and Brady Singer wasn't that guy. Obviously, he's no longer with the franchise. He was good, but he wasn't an ace. You had Brad Keller out there trying to, you know, get guys out for a while, and it's just, man, if they had Ventura and it was really starting to get into, because you look at, you know, DT, you talk about Bo Jackson's injury, like what could have been? I mean, that guy might still be here today.
Well, yeah, I think he probably is still here today. Yeah. I mean, you know, or maybe getting close to the end of retirement. But I mean, his death didn't affect just the baseball side of things. It affected the personal side of things for those guys too. It took a long, long time for those guys to recover. And the untimely nature of his death too, happening in January, when that was part of your plan going into that season, had to change the whole plan. And there were guys that the Royals had to end up signing to be on the staff that year because of the passing of Yordano Ventura, who just weren't very good. And you know, it all just kind of, it had a major impact on that ball club and a bigger impact than anybody even knows who even was on that ball club. I bet. I think in probably about 20, 30 years, they'll all still think about Yordano Ventura and the impact that his passing had on that entire organization.
Yeah, because isn't there a true story out there that like before the season was getting ready to start, he had like told Dayton he was ready to go. And he's like, this is going to be it. Like, you're going to see it. Like,
yeah. And Dayton begged him to stay here in the United States, because we see what happens. It seemingly happens every offseason. Some player goes back to the Dominican and an accident happens. It's a very dangerous place.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, so losing him is bad. Another thing that I would like to remove from, you know, the one moment, whoever was sitting in the room and thought the three-point line in college basketball or basketball in general would be a good thing, that moment needs to go, because that has ruined the game. Oh, it has absolutely decimated the game of basketball. Nobody knows how to play. It has not been around that long, I don't think.
1980?
That's so not 50.
It's 45 years.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But it's not.
We're going to get like that.
Yeah,
all right, 45.
But it sucks. It's created a terrible brand of sport. Nobody knows how to play basketball. There's no basketball IQ. It's eliminated the center position. And all people do is stand behind that line and try to shoot when they know they can't shoot because they're trying to get a scout to notice them. And so the 3-point line is the biggest disgrace in all of American professional sports. I think it sucks.
If it didn't exist, I wouldn't have played in high school for 2 years.
Well, and there goes the problem. You know, overweight dudes like us out there shooting the 3-point shot because we think we can. All it is, man.
I didn't make the team by missing it.
Yeah.
I was a zone breaker, baby. I averaged 4.5 minutes a game.
There you go.
As soon as they went into man defense, get your fat ass off the court,
exactly.
Likens.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I was Luka before Luka, man.
Yeah.
I was Puka Doncic.
Yeah.
Had the necklace, too. Choked me.
I don't think any like change to a game has affected the game more than the 3-point line in basketball. I don't know what's changed the NFL. I don't know what's changed. Maybe the DH in baseball has to an extent, but I don't think anything has had the impact from a rules change on the game and a way that they play the game like the 3-point line has had on basketball.
I love it. What are your?
I don't know. That's a whole different topic. Yeah. I can't go into that. Lynn Bias would be mine. Lynn Bias's death.
It really doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it changed the whole rest of the late 80s into the 90s. The Celtics were complete garbage. It would have extended that dynasty. Maybe could have been the GOAT, is what a lot of people say. And then obviously, sticking with Celtics, the KG injury in 09. They would have gone back-to-back if it weren't for that. And then Tatum this year.
You think you'd have beat the Knicks?
No, I don't think so. I think they would have had a chance. I'll forever say I don't think that game would have been over if Tatum stayed healthy, because I've seen them come back in more dire situations. They would have been down 9.
No, if Tatum plays, that's no. There's no chance that's ending. I mean, that thing is going as long as they possibly can if Tatum's. Didn't that end in 6 ultimately?
Yeah,
right?
In 6. Yeah,
we get a game 7. Yeah,
probably get a game 7, but I still think Knicks win. But either way, this next season wouldn't be over, and now it is.
And now this next season, that's what sucks about these. Like Charles Domenico, not the impact player that a Tatum is, obviously, but you get hurt in the playoffs. Yeah. You miss the entire next season. That sucks.
It's terrible.
It's not like these injuries just heal overnight and you're in the offseason and you're back. You know?
It's like when Odell Beckham got hurt in the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, well, his career. I mean, that was it.
It was over. It was done. Yeah.
He won Super Bowl MVP that year, too.
He would have. He was so good.
Still won a ring, still slapped a cop's ass and gave players money on the field while smoking a cigar. And was on a boat. Random career.
Very random career. His career, like...
One catch?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, like Odell Beckham Jr. is somebody we celebrate that was a very just a mid type of guy in this era. I mean, if he didn't have the catch and smoke the cigar, all that stuff that you just went through, what is Odell Beckham Jr., an underachieving wide receiver?
I think he's also on that Kim Kardashian resume as well.
Probably.
Oh, is he?
I believe.
Good for him.
I believe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.